idea. So open up your ears and listen. Oh, Lord, help me. Listen to this now. Ow!
Look at the girl. Number two. Show for his limousine. Ow! Oh, good God! He's like a zombie! Oh, Lord! And Freddy will be there! And Gordon, yes, indeed! Gordon will be there in a matter of personal conjecture. Oh, Lord! And President Ida will make all the other wrestlers look like dead old baby chickens. That's right, I said chickens!
Oh, darling, that song caused a big stir last week all across social media platforms. Is Austin Idol really, I mean, really gonna run for president of the United States of America? Is this a hoax? Is he shooting? Is he working? Nobody really knows except me. One thing is absolutely certain. I don't follow the crowd, baby. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader, and I am a contrarian. If they're all going one way, I'm going the other. And I love that. I absolutely love it. A lot of people scratch their heads about it, and sometimes I do too. Why won't Idol just go with it? I don't want to go with it. Let everybody else go with it. I'm going against the grain, not with the grain. No way, no how, not here, not me. Welcome, everybody, to the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol Worldwide Podcast. It is a sensation that's sweeping the nation, and I am your minister of motivation, baby. That's what I do. I do it all the time. It's me. It's in my DNA. I love it. I eat it. I sleep it. I drink it. I breathe it. I wear it. I talk it. I see it. I smell it. You name it, I do it. That's what I do, and I love doing it. Glad to have you guys on board once again for episode 19 and digging this scene. We are all across the globe. New countries are picking us up every single week. My old stomping grounds in Australia, New Zealand, we're all over the place. Ireland, India, you name it, we are there. France, Italy, Germany, we're everywhere, man. This thing is starting to really rock. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Really, really do. Hope you will share it. Keep sharing it. Keep sharing it. Share a good word and dump and reject the bad word, man. There's so much bad negativity out there. Who wants to deal with it? Do you watch the news? No, I don't watch the news. Do you know what's going on in the world? A little bit. I think I know enough about what's going on in the world, but I don't want to see all of it. I don't want to hear all of it. I don't have time for it. I'm thinking positive, man. That's a preaching positive. I hang with positive people. If you're negative, re-ramp yourself up, man. Take out that DVD of negativity and slide that one in with Austin Idol Positivity. Change your life. Change your whole outlook on life. Here at the jump, I want to say, Terry Funk, my long, long time friend, even before I got into wrestling business, Terry Funk, my thoughts and prayers are really with you on the tragic loss of your wife, Vicky, this week. Gosh, that's another one that really hurts. It really, really hurts. Man, life is by the second. It's by the second, and some people, I always include myself. We get busy. We get so busy sometimes, we don't even have an opportunity to really get our perspective in check about how fragile life is and how it can just go away in a second. In just a second, we can lose someone. Or it could be us. They could lose us. But gosh, the news about Terry Funk's wife just... Oh boy, man, that was crushing for me, and I'm sure for a lot of people, but mainly for Terry, his family. Gosh, when I first met Terry Funk, I wasn't even in the wrestling business. I've told this story before, but it's been a long time, and it's kind of worth hearing again. I was on a powerlifting team with Mike Graham, and his father, Eddie Graham, sponsored our powerlifting team. And what a team we had. I mean, we really had a great team. I mean, we always won the awards for the best team, you know, and then the individual awards best, you know, for whatever weight class. And, gosh, even way back then, I'm talking 1970, late 71, could have been early 72, but definitely late 71. I was a super heavy on the powerlifting team. I weighed 265. And everybody on the team was clean. We're all clean. We weren't doing any roids, nothing. We're all absolutely clean. And my best bench press and contest style was 505. And back in 71, that was a lot. I mean, it wasn't the greatest on the planet, but still, it was a lot to crack 500 way back then. It really, really was. It was kind of an elite group to belong in, you know, nationwide. But we had a great team, and one day we're over there training, working out, and Mike said that they had converted their double car garage into our gym, which was a little medieval and archaic, but it was enough for us to do what we wanted to do and needed to do to be powerlifters. And there's a game that some people are very familiar with, especially the Florida people, Barry Rose, you know what I'm talking about, High Lie. And some people back east where they had High Life, but High Life was a big deal down in Tampa, Florida, man, and down south Florida. The High Life was a big deal, and these guys were great athletes. And I would go. I would absolutely go to High Life, and it was a lot of fun. And, I mean, they wore what they call cestas around their wrist where they're throwing arm, and you wrap it. You have to wrap it and tie it off on your throwing arm. And there are three walls. You got the front wall, the back wall, and the big long side wall. And then there was a net that separated the players, who were just amazing athletes, from the spectators. And this was a betting game. And yeah, I bet a couple bucks here and there, but it's always very conservative. But just to watch them, I mean, the ball, I want to say the ball was made out of goat skin. I think it was made out of goat skin, but they called it the pelota. the pelota. And these guys, and the cestas, the shape of the cestas was like a banana shape. So it was really tremendous athleticism to be able to catch that pelota, which could be coming off one of those walls, ricocheting off one of those walls, probably around 100 miles an hour. And these guys could catch that pelota, and they could do anything they wanted to do with it. You know, straight shots, ricochet shots, but they could stop it. I mean, put English on it. It was amazing how great these guys were. I mean, unbelievable. So I befriended a couple of the players, and we ended up with a couple of cestas. So there was two of them. So I had one, and one of my buddies had one. And one day, while we were over at Mike Graham's house out in the street in front of his house, my buddy and I were with a tennis ball, not a pelota, but with a tennis ball. We were throwing the tennis ball kind of back and forth with the cestas. And the thing about the cesta, in order to get the ball the direction where you want to get it, there's a release point. And it's a very precise release point. It's not like throwing a baseball or throwing a football. You throw it overhand or sidearm, but you have to release it at the right point. Otherwise, the ball, the pelota, or the tennis ball, is going to go straight down the ground. Well, Terry Funk and Eddie Graham pulled up into the driveway. And I'd never met Terry, but I'd seen him on television. And what a stud. I mean, we're talking way back in Florida wrestling, you know, way back. But anyway, Terry was in town to wrestle. And they got out of the car, and Terry looks over, and he sees these two guys out in the street with these cestas. So he couldn't take it. So he came over, and he introduced himself to me and vice versa. And he said, let me have that thing. Let me throw the ball. I said, well, so I took it off my arm, wrapped it, took it off my hand. So I put it on him. Actually, I put it on him and wrapped it around. And I said to him, now, Terry, there's a release point here. Because if you don't release it in the right position, the ball's just going to go in the ground. I got it. Let me get back. You know, Mr. Terry Funk, big bad Texan, which he was. He was going to show me, you know, that he could do this. Well, he couldn't do it. And so he had the ball, and he tried to throw it to my buddy, you know, a few yards away, and the tennis ball went straight down my feet. And he took the cesta off and just threw it down the ground and walked off. That was the first time I met Terry Funk. And I wrestled. I went out there in Amarillo a few times and wrestled out there when they had the territory out there. But Terry and I just became good friends. That's such an early beginning. He never forgot it. I obviously never forgot it. And through the course of years and years and years, we have become very, very close friends. We talk on a fairly regular basis, and he's a great guy. So, I mean, my heart really goes out for Terry. Yeah, it really, really does. And I'm expressing my sympathy, condolences to him right now on a worldwide platform. So anyway, there you go, folks. You never know, do you? Huh? Nope, you sure don't. So what we have to do, each and every one of us, we got to seize that day, darling. We got this carpe diem. We got to do it because we never know when it's going to be our last day. And you know, adversity, we're all dealing with adversity. Each and every one of us has some kind of adversity going on in our lives right now. I will bet the farm there's nobody out there that is listening to this show that doesn't have some kind of adversity going on. It could be a health issue. It could be a job issue. It could be a relationship issue, financial issue, spiritual issue. Everybody's got a little something going on. They do. It's just real life, and that's what this show is about, real life. I don't rant. I don't get up on a pedestal and talk politics, although you did hear the song by Daryl Rose and the Idolaters, Austin Idol for President. It's funky. It's funky like a monkey, and it's a cool song, and it's a perfect time to play in that song. But anyway, adversity, it causes some people to break. But it also causes others to break records. So what are we going to do? We're going to break? Or we're going to break a record? I'm off of breaking the record. I'm not going to break. I'm not going to break. And believe me, there's been plenty of opportunities in my life just to break. Honestly, there have been. And there have been times I thought about, so you know what, I ain't going to do this no more. I'm done. I'm not going to try this anymore. It ain't going to happen. And I'm going to give it up and I'll move on to the next thing. And I mentioned on my last week's show, I've been working on a project now for quite a while. I really have. And I've had the speed bumps. I've had the challenges. And there's been moments I've said, maybe this just isn't meant to be. Maybe it's not meant to be. But then my inner voice says, well, wait a second, Idol, what are you going to do? Are you going to quit? Or are you going to see it through? And then the answer is, and the vision is crystal clear. Got to see it through. I have to see it through. I got to cross that finish line. And I'm going to cross the finish line on my project. When I cross that finish line, of course, you're going to know about it. But I'm not quitting. I ain't backing up. I ain't sidestepping. I ain't retreating until I cross that finish line. So without further ado, we better kick off one of these sponsors, or they may not be here the next show. Now, I know my man, Stephen P. New, Steve New, the Stephen P. Law Firm, man, that guy's traveling, man. He is out there, man. I keep an eye on him to see where he's going. He's like a Superman in the courtroom. He really is like a Superman in the courtroom. I think he was in federal court here just today at the time of this show. But he's out there, man. And he's just an amazing, amazing attorney. Truly amazing. He is fearless. He's totally fearless. That's what I love about Steve New. And of course, also for his integrity and, just a great guy. But there's no brand that's too big that he won't jump up right in their face. I mean, he'll take them down, he'll kick them, he'll punch them, he'll stomp them, yank their hair out, kick their teeth out, put them in a Boston crab, suplex them, superplex them, moonsault off the judges, podium, I guess, he'll moonsault them. There ain't nothing Steve New won't do in that courtroom to defend his client, and he's a winner, he's a proven winner. If you ever, ever, ever need legal consultation, you need legal representation, please reach out to Steve New with the Stephen P. New Law Firm. He's phenomenal, okay? Don't hesitate to do this. He is phenomenal. Here's his toll-free number. It's 800-208-9169. That's 800-208-9169. And visit his website. That's newlawoffice.com. Newlawoffice.com. If you just happen to be residing or you own a property down along the Carolina coastline, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, South Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, and if you ever, ever, ever have any kind of roof issues that you have to have repaired or you need a new roof, and you're fighting and hassling with insurance company because they don't want to pay up, then here's the guy you got to call. I call him the master of disaster because he is no other than David Brown with the famous roof company in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We all know bad things can happen. Thunderstorms, hail damage, hurricanes, tree limbs falling on your roof. Those are just a few examples of what could possibly happen to your roof. So, if you're living in that area, you got roof issues, you got a roof leak, don't freak. You call my guy, man, the master of disaster himself, David Brown. Doesn't make any difference what kind of roof it is. Shingles, flat, metal, heavy metal, y'all, slate tile. They do it all, and he specializes in these insurance companies. So if you need a roof, poof. You call David Brown with the famous roof company. Here is his number, 843-267-5428. That is 843-267-5428. 5428. And if you haven't been to Myrtle Beach, but you've been thinking about it, then you got to stop thinking about it. You got to do it because it's a fun place. It's a happening place. It's full of energy, but you can kick back, chill out, and have a fabulous time. But you got to have a place to stay. I'm going to put you on to someplace. Going to hook you up, darling, with the best place, the best price. You're going to love it. You're going to go crazy. And her name is Vicky Jackson. Her nickname is the Vacation Rental Condo Queen of Myrtle Beach, and she is amazing. She will hook you up, I promise. She's done it for me several times. I love Vicky Jackson, not to mention she's beautiful, but I do love Vicky Jackson. So if you're going to head to Myrtle Beach, save yourself trouble. Save yourself time, and above all, save yourself them dollar bills. You call Vicky Jackson for that. Myrtle Beach Action! Her number is 843-945-4924. 843-945-4924. I did get a message from the Retromania folks. Yes, I did. I got a message from them. There is an update on the Retromania video game. There is an update, and I have an update for you. I will deliver the goods on the second part of the show. What am I telling you, really, in essence? Oh, way to go, Idol. You want us to hang around for the second part of the show. Oh, that's a scam. You're playing a game with me. No. I got other things I got to talk about, too, you know? I got other things to talk about, and I got to get them in there. Because if I don't, people are going to get upset. They're going to get mad. They're going to come after me. They're going to get me up in a Russian chain match, a lumberjack strap match, tape fist match, brass nuts, false count anywhere in the building, lights out, steel cage. I know about them steel cages, y'all. All the rage in the steel cage. But listen up, August the 16th is not that far away. And on August the 16th, which is a Friday, I will be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Gathering presented by Greg Weiss Promotions. I'll be there on a Friday, August the 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Boy, is he going to get his money out of me. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. talking trash, man. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be so much fun. I'm really, really looking forward to it. So anyway, y'all mark that on your calendar. If you're around, come on by, stop on by. We'll have a blast, man. I promise you we'll have a good time. So anyway, there you go. Charlotte, North Carolina at the Gathering, Friday, August the 16th, 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I shall be there. Thank you, Greg Weiss Promotions. I'm looking forward to it. Really looking forward to that. So anyway, those are some updates for you. You know, some good news, some sad news, and real life news, but I guess really the bottom line is that we just got to keep on rocking. We got to keep on rolling, strutting, strolling, gliding, striding, and just keep doing our thing. Professional wrestling, is it hot? Are you kidding? Is it hot? Take a look at that big mountain there. It's spewing smoke miles up into the air. And all of a sudden, the earth starts to shake. And it shakes. And that smoke goes higher and higher and higher. And pretty soon, you see big molten rocks flying up in the air, miles up in the air. The earth is shaking uncontrollably. And all of a sudden, boom, the top blows off. And that red, hot lava starts flowing down the side of that volcano like a river. And then it just takes everything out in its way. Yes, wrestling is hot, man. It is lava hot, hot. WrestleMania was this weekend. People coming in from all around the world, everywhere, all around the world. You got Tony Khan and his father with a new promotion with the Bucks and Cody. Hot, baby, hot. This thing is red hot. And it's going to get a lot hotter. It ain't cooling down. Independent wrestling spreading around everywhere. They're popping up everywhere across the country. And not just in the United States. independent wrestling is hotter than it has ever been. It's just amazing. It's amazing how this industry has grown. I mean, it's incredible. And I love it. It's a great thing. You're seeing new talent out there. People begging to get into the wrestling business. How am I going to get in? How do I get into the business? I want to get in it. I want to be part of it. You know, the beautiful thing about the wrestling business is that you don't have to have a college degree. Heck, man, you don't have to have a high school degree. If you you don't necessarily, well, unless you kind of do have to have an athletic background if you want to be a professional wrestler. But there's so many other areas that you can be involved in and with in professional wrestling where you don't have to have an athletic background. But the cool thing about it is you don't need a degree to get into this business. But if you find that way, if you find that way and you can get in and you commit yourself, you got to commit yourself like anything else. You commit yourself and you stay the course and you grind it out, man. You got to grind it out day in, day out. And it has to be your passion. It has to be your priority. And if you're willing to do this, you just might end up being in the stratosphere. How many guys that are big mega stars that are making millions of dollars have started like that? Tons of them. So it's there. It's out there. It's the old saying, I've said it a million times, what do you want, when do you want it, and what are you willing to do to get it? Everybody knows what they want. They know when they want it. They wanted it yesterday. But so what are you willing to do to get it? And that's usually the showstopper for a lot of people. It's the showstopper. I want that. I want it now. But no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put myself through that to get there. I am not going to make those type of sacrifices. I ain't going to do it. Well, for those who are not going to do it, ain't nothing going to change. Ain't nothing going to change. And for all of us, if we want to change, the first thing that has to change is us. It's me, it's you, and everyone. I love change, especially if it's a positive change. I'm all up in that change thing, y'all. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to bail on you. You know I'm coming back in about a second or two. I will give you what I've been given from Retro Soft Studios about an announcement forthcoming, forthcoming. No, you're not in the Twilight Zone. You are in the Idol Zone. Hang on, y'all. Don't go away. Right back at ya. I knew you guys weren't going to go anywhere. Yeah, I'm a big tease, but I'm here to please. And I'm going to give you the scoop that I was given to me that I'm going to give to y'all too. But before I give it to you, interest rates in this country are ridiculously low. They are ridiculously low. If you are thinking about buying a home, or if you have equity in a property and you want to yank it out and maybe use that money to do other things with, hey, I'd rather get myself an equity loan at a ridiculously low interest rate and maybe pay off some credit cards that have high interest rates. I mean, that's just good business. That's good economics. But regardless of the fact, if you're thinking about buying a home, stop thinking and start doing. If you're thinking about refinancing, stop thinking and start doing. And if you're going to do that, I'm going to give you the name, like I've always given to you week in and week out. This is the only person that you want to contact. Only person. They do business all across the United States. It doesn't make any difference where you live. You can contact Danny Story. I'm going to give him that glory like I always do. Man, he's a great guy. I mean, Danny's Story is a great guy. He will work himself. He burned that midnight oil for his clients. He really does. It's the type of person he is. He's just a wonderful guy, and he's so smart. He's so knowledgeable. He truly is. And he's premier mortgage loan officer at First Bank mortgage. Once again, doing business all across the U.S. Danny, personally, 23-plus years in this industry. He knows it like the back of his hand. He is a master in this industry, and he's famous for getting his clients the best possible mortgage loan to suit their needs. Remember this. Remember this. If you're riding the fence about buying a home, stop riding. Stop riding and do this. It's not going to get any better than this. It truly is not going to get any better than this. We're refinancing, grabbing that equity out. Residential loans, that's his specialty. Conventional FHA, VA, USDA loans. The best way to reach out to Danny Story and get yourself pre-qualified. You got to get pre-qualified. Some people don't do that and they find that, oh, I can't afford that much. You know, so save yourself time. Save yourself trouble. Go to DannyStory.com. D-A-N-N-Y. STORY.com. You can get pre-qualified right there on his website, or you can contact him right there with questions. But you want to go there. Don't wait. Don't ride that fence any longer. I'm telling you guys, I was in the real estate business for 15 years, man. This is a ridiculous interest rate right now. It is ridiculous. Take advantage of it. You're saving yourself money, man. It's exactly what you're doing. You're putting money in your pocket. You're getting more for less. So, Danny Story, you betcha. Everything you'd ever want in a lender. Everything you'd ever want in a lender. Unbelievable. You know, on this first part of the show, I was talking about change and, you know, what we're willing to do to, you know, and what do you want? When do you want? What are you willing to do to make it, you know, make it happen? Right. So, you know, we all have dreams. I mean, we all do. I mean, we all have dreams. I mean, everybody should. If you don't have a dream, better get one. Better work one up. Better think about it. What's your dream? We got to have a dream, man. I mean, we got to have something we can say, there it is. I can see it in the distance. Now I got to get there. I got to take that journey, man. I don't care how tough that journey is, how rough it is, whether I have to crawl in, run around, crawl under, go over, whatever it is, man. Whatever that obstacle course is, I got to get to that finish line because I see that dream. And for me personally, Austin Idol, I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past. Forget the past. Forget the past. I know people, great people, wonderful people. They just dwell on the past. They can't get over it. And they just can't get over it. They're stuck in that past, you know, and they're constantly talking about the past. I mean, if you have good memories, of course, you know, yeah, great. But, you know, the past is still the past, whether they're great memories or they're not. Although it's fun to talk about the good things of the past, but everybody's got some negative things in the past. And the ones that do, everybody, myself included, forget about them, man. I'm not going there. So, you know, forget that history of the past. Let's move on to the dreams of the future, because we're dealing with now, today. Yes, we are. But we're hoping for the future. And we gotta hope big. We gotta hope big. Yes, we do. Don't hope small, hope big. Big thinking is a good thing, man. Big thinking is a good thing. I would rather think big, think monster jam big and fail than think small peanuts. You know, I mean, forget that. I mean, no. So y'all think big, think about the future, let go of the past and get on with it, move on with it. It's the only way to fly. If you're going to fly, you got to fly high. My boy, God bless his soul, Roddy Piper, used to say all the time, I'd rather fly with the eagles and scratch with the chickens. Sound familiar? Yeah, soar with the eagles. That's what it was. I'd rather soar with the eagles than scratch with the chickens. Well, there you go. Piper knew. Roddy knew. Think big. And I knew Roddy well, man. I really knew Roddy well. What a great guy he was. I mean, I don't know how to segue it into this, but I did. But Roddy Piper was a great guy. And his son, Colt Toombs, I mean, he's a beautiful, beautiful young man. Love him. Love him. What a family. What a family. But no question about it. Hot Rod, he left his mark. He left his footprint. I don't think we're going to see another Roddy Piper. No. Not with that kind of talent. Not with that charisma, that quick wit. Play those bagpipes, man. Oh, boy. He was such a pleasure to be around. He really, really was. That was back in the days. They weren't very lengthy for a multitude of reasons, which I really won't go into. But they weren't very lengthy when I was in the Mid-Atlantic. But they could have been and should have been, and I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it alone at that. But nevertheless, the bottom line is, y'all, we got to stay motivated. We got to pump ourselves up, coach ourselves up. And, you know, if you still haven't put on your refrigerator in those big bold letters, with that exclamation point at the end of it, the word overcome, get it up on your fridge. Tape it. Magnetize it. Hypnotize it. Idolize it. Get it on your fridge so you see it every single day. Overcome. It's on my fridge, y'all. It's on my fridge. When I go into my kitchen in the morning and I go to that fridge, what do you think of the first thing I see? Overcome. Yeah. Coaching myself up. Coaching myself up. I don't quit coaching myself up. It's a steady thing with me. It's a steady thing with me. Practice makes perfect. I'm always coaching myself up. As I have said before in previous podcasts, before I get out of bed in the morning, before I roll out, before my feet hit the floor, all things possible. All things positive. I'll say it 10 times, I bet. Over and over. All things possible, all things positive. All things positive, possible, all things positive. Tongue twister, right? But I've already got my brain, programming my brain for my strategy of the day. I've already got myself coached up before my feet hit the floor. Then when I get into the kitchen, what do I see in my fridge? Overcome. Bang. I give myself another shot. And that's what I do. I do this. If you need some coaching, if you think need some coaching, and you think that maybe I can assist you, help you, you should go there. I believe you can probably click on a link on this show. I think it's still there. It'll take you to my merchandise store where you'll see a bunch of things, but you'll see a coaching opportunity. And then we all need some coaching. We all need coaching. We sure do. We all need some coaching. I get a little coaching here and there. I mean, I do. I listen for it. I definitely listen for it. But sure enough, someone somewhere throughout the course of the day, someone will say something that will grab me. And I'll say to myself, or tell them, hey, that's good stuff, y'all. That's good stuff. So I keep my eyes and ears open, man. Always looking for the positive, always looking for something new, something different, but something new to grow. We got to grow. We in the growing business, not the slowing business. We got to grow. And in order to grow, we got to do something we haven't already mastered. Now, that's real growth. Doing something we haven't already mastered. That's the thing, y'all. It really is the thing. So anyway. What's up, y'all, is I got a message from the RetroSoft Studios about the new Retro Mania Wrestling video game. I got it just a few days ago, okay? And already on the roster we have Yours truly, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Women's Pet Men's Regret. Oh, no, you still ain't seen or heard nothing yet. We have LOD, famous, good gracious, one of the greatest tag team combinations of all time. The Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal in this video game. We've got Tommy Dreamer. Zack Sabre Jr., House of Hardcore, already in this video game. This thing is going to crush it, man. I can't wait till they flip the switch on this thing and go global. I can't wait. They've got a lot of people salivating. Yeah, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. I mean, gamers are on the edge of their seats waiting for this to go global. So anyway, the message I got was this, that tomorrow, which would be Saturday as of today, tomorrow on Saturday, Retro Soft Studios is going to announce their next wrestlers. I don't know. One, two, three. I have no idea, but they're going to make a pretty big announcement tomorrow on their website, Twitter. But I'm going to give you their website address, okay? That way you can go to their website and save it. That way you've got it, and you can stay up to speed with what they're doing, okay? So it's RetroManiaWrestling.com. RetroManiaWrestling.com. If you haven't already gone there, go there, save it. That way you've got it, okay? RetroManiaWrestling.com. I do know for sure that tomorrow, on Saturday, in the park, you think it was the 4th of July, they're going to make an announcement. I'm looking forward to it. So see, they teased me. I had to tease you. Well, I guess we're teasing each other, huh? How'd this happen? How's this work? But nevertheless, that's what's going on. But anyway, listen, I want to thank you guys for this tuning in. I want to thank you for sharing this. I hope you're getting something out of it. I hope you're digging this. And again, you can see right there on your device, if you want to support this show, feel free to do it. Your support is well appreciated. It is totally appreciated. You can go to my merchandise store and fish around in there. Probably find something you might like. I've got some cool stuff in there, man. I got some cool t-shirts, some hats, koozies. I've got koozies. I don't even know if they're on that site, but, you know, we're approaching, thankfully, a warming spell. I probably ought to get those koozies up there, get my people to put koozies up there. But nevertheless, I mean, there's some cool stuff on there, the coaching, all different kinds of packages. So if you get an opportunity, go to that store, it's AustinIdolLive.BigCartel.com. AustinIdolLive.BigCartel.com, y'all. So anyway, in the meantime, spread the word. Spread the word, share the word, and I hope y'all continue to come back and support the show. I really do. And if you take a look right over there, right there, the sunset, head west, like toward Las Vegas. I see him coming out right out of downtown, the strip in Vegas. He is no other than the one and only, the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. He is the women's pet. He is the men's regret. There is only one Caesar in Rome. There's only one Caesar in the world of podcasting, and you are listening to him. Y'all don't go away. You come back often, share this thing, man. But in the meantime, don't you think it's about time for each and every one of us to work together? Tell them all about it, can he?
Because together we will stand, every boy, every girl. balls, let's work together. Come on, come on, let's work together. Now, now, people, because together we will stand. Every boy, every woman, and a man. Come on.